What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing stupendous as well. I tried.
We are also feeling inspirational because it's Inspirational Monday. We have two inspirational stories to start your week off strong. Before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. Tell a friend about the positive truth, because we're doing nothing but positive news over here. Help us spread that positivity. Tim, what do you have for your inspirational story?
Man, I have an awesome story about a store called Grandma's Place. So Grandma's Place is a book and toy store. It's more than that, honestly, to the community. It's a beacon of love, warmth, just a place of belonging. And it's thanks to the owner. Her name is Dawn Harris Martin. And Dawn Harris Martin, she started this toy and bookstore 35 years ago. She had a rough coming up, upbringing. She was a young kid and her family couldn't afford a lot of stuff. So she really didn't get to really enjoy those books and toys that a lot of us got to experience as kids until she became an adult. As she became an adult, she became a teacher. And when she became a teacher, she was able to embrace education and stories and just be that community grandma that she was at heart this whole entire time, even as a young woman, right? So after she retired, she tried to figure out ways to continue this. And that's whenever she came up with the idea of Grandma's Place. Now, Grandma's Place was accepting and started off as a small toy and bookshop. And then all of a sudden, people started coming in and they realized, my kids can go play over here and I can browse and look for books over here. And it's a safe place. It's a place of comfort. And she's inspiring these kids to be creative and want more out of life. The simple luxuries of being able to feel safe while you're looking for a book definitely goes farther than what anybody can think or fathom at all whatsoever. Whenever you're in a community like Harlem, and when they're in this community, everybody understands they can go there and it's perfectly fine. I wanted to talk about this story on here because Grandma's Place reminded me of a comic book store I went to as a kid. And whenever I went there, I would go there with my friends. Yeah, man, I like my comic book stories, but I would buy my Pokemon cards from there as well too. I don't remember what the guy's name is to save my life. I want to say it's Ben.
Where was the store at?
Man, it was right there off of Southwest 74th and Penn, inside the shopping center where like Subway and stuff was. I think there's like a copy place there.
I was never allowed to go in there.
I remember the first time I ever went.
I always want something.
Yeah, exactly. First time I ever went, I was like, I want it all. But I do remember the owner, I think his name was Ben, he actually gave me like a pack of baseball cards for free. And every time like I'd get the chance, I would try to go in there and maybe to get something for free. But if I had $5, I'm definitely going to try to buy something. But this story reminded me of that place. And Ben was that for me as a kid that I completely forgot about, JP, because I think I bought my first comic from there as well, too, which I think is pretty cool. I think it was like an X-Men comic of all things, too. But yeah, man, Grandma's Place is a place all the way in Harlem that's doing this for their community. And we have that kind of in a lot of different communities that don't get the shine that they need to get that shine. So Grandma's Place reminded me to bring up Ben and his comic book spot, but it also reminded me to thank anybody out there listening that has a shop like this in their community where people feel comfortable, feel safe, and they feel inspired. So shout out Miss Martin. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being the grandma that you are at that place. So shout out to Grandma's Place.
10 out of 10 stories, Tim. Grandmas, always supported on the positive truth. There's like the best things in the world. I think grandmas would be easily top three.
Absolutely. Not even a question.
Top two and they're not number two. Before we get to our last inspirational story, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. And we encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Grateful for food trucks, man. I found this really good burrito food truck, and yeah, I'm just beyond grateful for it because I get really hungry around 9:30 at night almost every single night, and this food truck is a 2-minute walk from my house, man. I'm talking about 2 blocks over, so I walk fast at night. I don't even have to drive over there, so I'm thankful for that, JP.
You should run since you're committed to all these runs again.
Yeah, man, I'll jog over there, but I can't run hard.
I'm grateful for services anyone that's doing a service job, plumbing, roofing, cutting lawns, cutting hair, doing nails, any of that stuff, you are so appreciated. So appreciated, man.
JP, did I tell you what my daughter said to me? The reason why I got made sure I had to get a haircut on Saturday, she was like, "Daddy, you don't look like my daddy anymore." What are you talking about, Layla? Your hair, you need to get a haircut. I'm like, man, this is like the third comment this week. Somebody made a comment about my hair, but for my daughter to say it, thank you, people who give good service, because man, I look like a new man.
That's this the first of many. I'm just gonna warn you. Be prepared for a lifetime of the rest. Like, it's five. It's just gonna go. It's just gonna continue. That's just number one. It's gonna increase. The next 10 years is just gonna be like every week.
Life.
Life.
I'm with it though.
And sometimes a little compassion can go a long way. That's what my inspirational story is about. Gotta love the segue. My story is about Daniel McDuff. She owns a farm in Canada. Ontario is a province. And it's a family farm. She's worked there for a long time, her whole life, family farm. Lived in the community for a long time. And every morning, she goes to her local coffee shop to grab drinks for her staff that work on her farm. And there was a gentleman that she's passed countless times. And that day she was like, I was gonna say something. So she stopped, she was heading out to get coffee. And she was just like, I got 5 minutes. I'm early. It's a good day. The sun's out. I'm gonna ask this gentleman, like, oh, what's your story? I see you outside all the time. You're homeless. Why are you here? And she ended up talking to a gentleman named Brian. Brian was 60 years old, unhoused, close to giving up. He said, I didn't care about my life. I let things go too far. And when you let them go too far, there's no turning back. Her and Brian had a conversation for about 30 minutes. And then she was like, if you're interested, you can come work on the family farm. He was like, yeah, I'm interested. I haven't had a job in a long time. Next day, she came, picked him up. He was in the same spot he was always in. Took him to the family farm. And Brian started crying. Man, I used to live on a farm with my family when I was really young. She put him to work. He's, of course, just doing the best job. Didn't ask about pay. Didn't bring two forms of ID. Didn't have to get signed up. He was like, I'll just do what's necessary. Ended up being one of the best workers there. Snowstorm comes and she's like, oh, this is bad. Danielle realized she never thought about snowstorms like that until she met Brian. So she quickly goes to Facebook. Do you know anyone that can help me find a place for him to stay? Whole community comes together because Danielle is a leader in her community. She's hiring a lot of people. They get him put up in a hotel room, end up getting his first haircut in 2 years, like Tim, got him his first cell phone, and he just got his first place to stay in years. All because of one small conversation. He looks like a completely different person. If he looks 60 in the first photo, this man looks like a solid 45 in the second. Amazing what a haircut can do. Amazing what a little bit of compassion can do. And a community coming together just to give someone an opportunity. And I thought it was really inspirational. I want to talk about it here.
It's wild to me that the simple things inspire turn into be so much inspiration. It's hard to continue doing these stories the way that we do them. And then you like look at the bigger picture and it's, man, they did not think this was really gonna impact somebody's life the way that it impacted their life or even know their story like that. So I don't know. To me, it's just beautiful, man. I'm with all this positivity today. I feel like this is a classic episode.
Classic. Do you have a classic quote before we get out of here?
If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, coach, you're a leader. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.